obsessiveness.
It was insane. They printed this guy's handwriting.
Yeah.
Like, they did all these things that, you know, now they have, you know, they have some sort of federal oversight whenever there's a situation like this. You know, obviously on BTK and you know, Night Stalker and things like that. But I mean, the Chronicle was de facto the conduit for this guy, and they... I mean, they weren't protecting him, but they certainly they didn't want anybody else to get this story. And it was funny how he sort of gravitated to them because of the things that they, you know, things that they not allowed him, but the things that they did for him.
Yeah.
And it was a very, very, I mean, you know, the protocol now for dealing with this kind of person, certainly dealing with Son of Sam, and was that, you know, they never... You know, the only thing you've got is the guy's handwriting. You just don't print his handwriting.
Yeah.
You can't do it. And so it was a nutty time. It was before I don't even know if the term serial killer had been coined yet.
Yeah.
Probably, I don't think so, 1969. It was in the 70s.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, particularly nutty. And again, you know, Bundy was working Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Circuit, you have